We sat with the sun behind us, staring out toward the wailing wall. A long time ago, beekeepers always covered their hives when someone in their family died, said August. How come? I asked. Covering the hives was supposed to keep the bees from leaving. You see, the last thing they wanted was their bees swarming off when a death took place. Having bees around was supposed to ensure that the dead person would live again. My eyes grew wide. Really? Tell her about Aristaeus, Zack said. Oh yes, Aristaeus. Every beekeeper should know that story. She smiled at me in a way that made me feel I was about to get part two of the beekeeper's induction, part one being the sting. Aristaeus was the first keeper of bees. One day, all his bees died, punishment by the gods for something bad that Aristaeus had done. The gods told him to sacrifice a bull to show he was sorry, and then return to the carcass in 9 days and look inside it. Well, Aristaeus did just what they said, and when he came back, he saw a swarm of bees fly out of the dead bull. His own bees, reborn. He took them home to his hives, and after that, people believed that bees had power over death. The kings in Greece made their tombs in the shape of beehives for that very reason. Zack sat with his elbows on his knees, staring at the circle of grass, still fat and emerald green from our dance in the sprinkler. When a bee flies, a soul will rise, he said. I gave him a blank look. It's an old saying, August said. It means a person's soul will be reborn into the next life if bees are around. Is that in the Bible? I said. August laughed. No, but back when the Christians hid from the Romans down in the catacombs, they used to scratch pictures of bees on the walls to remind each other that when they died, they'd be resurrected. I shoved my hands under my thighs and sat up, trying to picture catacombs, whatever they were. Do you think putting black cloths over the hives will help May get to heaven? I asked. Goodness, no, August said. Putting black cloths on the hives is for us. I do it to remind us that life gives way into death, and then death turns around and gives way into life. I leaned back in my chair, gazing at the sky, how endless it was, the way it fit down over the world like the lid of a hive. I wished more than anything we could bury May in a beehive tomb, that I could myself lie down in one and be reborn. When the daughters of Mary showed up, they were loaded down with food. The last time I'd seen them, Queenie and her daughter Violet had on the smallest hats in the group, and this time they'd left them off completely. I think it was because Queenie hated to cover the whiteness of her hair, which she was proud to have, and Violet, who had to be 40 at least, couldn't bring herself to wear a hat if her mother wasn't wearing one. If Queenie went into the kitchen and stuck her head in the oven, Violet would go stick hers in, too. Lunel, Mabelie, Cressy, and Sugar Girl each wore a black hat, not as spectacular as the previous ones, except for Lunel's, which had both a red veil and a red feather. They took off their hats and lined them up on the piano as soon as they came in, so that you wanted to say, "What's the use?" They got underway slicing ham, laying out fried chicken, shaking paprika on the deviled eggs. We had green beans, turnips, macaroni and cheese, caramel cake, all kinds of funeral foods. We ate standing in the kitchen holding paper plates, saying how much May would have liked everything. When we were so full that what we needed was a nap, we went to the parlor and sat with May. The daughters passed around a wooden bowl full of something they called manna. A salted mixture of sunflower, sesame, pumpkin, and pomegranate seeds drizzled with honey and baked to perfection. They ate it by the handfuls, saying they wouldn't dream of sitting with the dead without eating seeds. Seeds kept the living from despair, they explained. Mabelie said, She looks good. Doesn't she look good? Queenie snorted. If she looks that good, maybe we ought to put her on display in the drive-by window at the funeral home. Oh, Queenie, cried Mabel Lee.